Female genital mutilation is some procedures that are done to transform the external genitalia of the girl or the woman. So that consists sometimes in cutting the clitoris of the girl or the woman, consists in sometimes cutting the labia minora or sewing the labia majora in order to only let a small hole for urine and menstruation.
How many women are and have been subjected to FGM?
We are talking about 200 million girls and women that went through the practice today in 30 countries where we do have data. So it means that there is a lot of countries without data but who are practicing FGM. And it has been estimated that it's about 3 million per year of girls that are going through this practice. And geographically, there is 28 countries in Africa that have been identified as practicing FGM with prevalence rates from 98% to 1% when you look at the average, national average. But of course, we do know that even in countries with this kind of low national prevalence rate, you find specific ethnic groups where the practice is universal.
The UN has been fighting against this harmful practice for over 8 years. Is it being successful?
I will say yes, even if we have a lot of challenges. Yes, because when the UN started working on this issue, the main work was to bring this agenda within the government's hands. And so we have been able to make it a priority agenda in a lot of countries, particularly 17 countries where we are working intensively. And the most important one is that we have been able to create and bring first the knowledge that FGM is a social norm and that the approach to eliminate the practice need to go beyond education and bringing the knowledge and the information, but you need to address the social expectations and you need to make sure that it has to be a collective process of abandonment of the practice, a collective denunciation of the practice.
What kind of efforts are being led by the UN to fight this practice?
What we are doing is really, of course, in terms of legislation, helping the country to issue legislation. Out of the 17 countries where we are working, we have 13 countries with a law, and we are supporting them to enforce the law. So this is done. And if you do go in prison in a lot of countries, you will find the perpetrators there. But we are also supporting the policy and helping the government to implement those policy, which has the education system in school, out of school, midwifery schools, medical doctor schools, etc. So we are doing a lot of that. And the most important one is that we are supporting the collective process of abandonment of FGM. So from education to consensus building to negotiation to the public affirmation that this practice needs to disappear.
Now, this year's theme for the day against FGM is building a solid and interactive bridge between Africa and the world to accelerate ending FGM by 2030. What does that mean exactly?
So I think that the team was trying to first say that FGM is beyond Africa, because today it has been documented that this is practiced in Indonesia, in Colombia, other countries of Latin America also probably. It's practiced in Russia, Georgia, Jordan, India, Pakistan, Malaysia. And then, of course, because of all the migration elements, we have it spread over Western countries. And so it was probably an attempt to say that it's not only Africa, but it's beyond Africa. But also, the bridges is because Africa has a huge diaspora community out of Africa. And they may be very influential in what is happening in Africa because they're investing a lot of money to support the reduction of poverty in the country. They're building hospitals, they're building health posts, they're building schools, they're building wheel and all those things. So what we do think is that trying to make sure that, you know, they are also recognizing that gender inequality is one of the big components that they need to address if they really want the development of their communities and the reduction of poverty. FGM and child marriage are part of it. You know, they have to address it. Another area that we can look when we talk about bridges is, of course, donors community versus African communities, where there are so many priorities and not so much resources. resources and also having that interaction and support. But also Africa seems sometimes to be in front of the response, because this is even the African group that were able to bring the resolution on FGM to the General Assembly. So Africa, there is a strong recognition of this practice. There is a strong will to eliminate the practice. But we are seeing that in a lot of other countries where the practice is done, there is no recognition yet. So it's that interaction also need to happen.
So Africa's in the lead on this, huh?
Yes, absolutely. The response is led by Africa.